another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Nice to be here, which is actually in my house. Okay, so movies. We did what a chore this is every week to find a movie to go and see. Fortunately, the Maison de Cinema virtually always has English movies. I could just sort of mention, I did write this down, that currently they have 6 movies that are in English, which is actually fewer than you would think based on their website. For some reason, they don't remove the notation that they're offered in English from all of the movies, even when they are no longer offered in English. They're only in French, for example. But there's one called Baby Girl, which is frankly the only one, well, one of the few that we haven't seen. Moana, which is an excellent cartoon. Mufasa, which is the one that I saw this past weekend. Nosferatu, a pretty scary vampire movie based on a movie that was made in 1922 called Nosferatu. If you like vampire movies, I think I mentioned this last time, then this is one to go and see. And another movie, an excellent movie, again, we saw not this week, but the week before, A Complete Unknown, about Bob Dylan. And I highly recommend that one, but that's because I like, it's kind of my era. I know not everybody likes Bob Dylan, but I do like Bob Dylan. And it was a very, very fine film. So again, I would recommend that. And the other movie that's playing there now in English, I think it's largely for kids, called Sonic the Hedgehog 3. And it seems to be one of the cartoon and live action combo. And I think it's getting also, good reviews. I suspect it would help if you had a child with you to go and see it, but that's not a requirement. Okay, so the movie that we saw the other day is Mufasa, and it's playing in English in both the big, what they call the Atmos Lux Theater. It's not their biggest theater, but it's almost the biggest theater, and it certainly has the best picture and sound system and comfy seats. But there weren't very many people there. I think there were maybe 10 or 12 people total. So it's a lot of theater for not that much of an audience. But I would recommend, if you have a choice whether to see a movie at the Atmos Lux Deluxe Theater or one of their ordinary theaters, and you have an extra $3.50 to spend, then do the Atmos Lux Theater, because it really makes a big difference. The seats are so much more comfortable. The sound is so much better. The picture is spectacular. So that's my personal recommendation, is that if you have a choice, go see the whatever movie that you're wanting to see. If it happens to be one playing in the Lux Atmos Theater, see it there. They typically have mostly musical things. And Mufasa, for those who are not familiar with the whole Lion King empire, which the Lion King's been around for a long time. It is absolutely a musical. Some of the songs are really familiar, not from this movie. They're new songs in this one, but the original has things like Hakuna Matata and a bunch of others that are absolutely, totally familiar. So if you're in the big theater and you're going to sit back and enjoy Mufasa, this one is a prequel, interestingly, to the original Lion King. And I made a point of going to see the original Lion King, I watched it on television. It was on the Disney Plus channel, and it's just called The Lion King, and it's 30 years old. And I had, for one reason or another, never seen it. And I said, well, if I'm going to go see Mufasa, the theater, I should get a little background about The Lion King. So I watched it on TV, and it is a Disney cartoon. It is very much like a very typical Disney cartoon, and very enjoyable. And I thought, okay, now I know who's who and which lions are which and who Scar is. So I said, I'm ready for Mufasa. And I went off to the movies to see Mufasa. And the movie that's playing, Mufasa, is basically it's a prequel. It occurs, the story occurs before the events of the original Lion King. But I must admit, the visuals in this movie, it's not a cartoon. It's a, well, it kind of is a cartoon, but it's not a cartoon. It's not a typical old-style Disney cartoon. It has what appear to be real critters, real lions and other mostly lions, but other animals in Africa. But it's certainly all computer-generated, but they're so realistic. And everything is so spectacular. The movie is about 2 hours and some. And there is of course a story about the lion. In this case, there are two lion cubs. One is sort of Mufasa, who turns into, you know, the other lion, the Lion King that we sort of all know from the original Disney cartoon. And the other one is Scar, who is actually the bad guy, but he doesn't start out that way. So there is a kind of a story about the relationship between these two young lion cubs. And trying to tell the two lion cubs apart, especially as they get a bit older, gets a little tricky. There's a very subtle difference in the shading in the lions. One pride of lions is sort of more golden than the other. And then there is a whole different pride of lions who are essentially white. They're pretty easy to say, okay, these are the white, this is the white set of lions. It's not necessary to have a whole background on who's who and what's what to enjoy the movie. What you need to do to enjoy the movie is just really sit back and let this whole African sound and visuals just play over you. They are quite spectacular. And I went with adult friends, and we all totally enjoyed it. And we were all very impressed with what they can do now with computer-generated action. It is very, very impressive. I think that anybody who goes to see this movie may come away not necessarily remembering who the different lions were and what their relationship was with previous Lion King movies, of which there have been quite a few. But this movie on its own really does stand on its own as spectacular. So I would say, with or without kids, it's worth going to see, especially if you are just sort of interested in filmmaking in general. This is what computer-generated filmmaking looks like today. Okay, I will mention a couple of things that I wanted to say before I go off on my adventures of the afternoon. Just to note that the movies always change on Friday. I don't know how many people check the website. The website for the Maison de Cinema is pretty good. They have a few little issues, but it's mostly pretty good. And movies, whenever there will be new movies, with, you know, almost 99% of the time, the change is on Friday. So check out the Friday roster before you decide whether to go or not. I don't honestly know if there are new movies coming up this Friday, but I suspect there are, because the movies that are there now, the bulk of them have been there for at least a week. Another thing I wanted to mention, just to the cost, there is a cost for students, and I don't have that in my head, but if you go to buy a ticket, you can buy a ticket, but the best way to do it is to get a little package. It used to be a little package of tickets, but now it's looks like a credit card. And you get, I think it's 8 or 9 entrances, and each one is $9. And $9 for a movie entry is really pretty good. As I mentioned earlier, if you are going to a movie in the big Atmos Lux special theater, that will be an extra $3.50, but worth it. So check out what's changed on Friday. Meanwhile, I can tell you that there's a few other things that are going on in movie land. One is that we are now into the awards season. This kind of all culminates on March 2nd with the Oscars, the Academy Awards. But before that, and what they've just awarded was like one night ago, the Golden Globes. And everybody pays attention to the Golden Globes because they say, oh, that will tell you a lot about what will be in contention for the Academy Awards in March. There's also the Directors Guild, the Critics' Choice. There's an incredible number of award programs. It's as if every movie should get an award because there are so many of them to give out. But of course, it doesn't work that way. And as we get closer to that March 2nd date, there's like more and more competition. Various studios are competing against each other to come in first. Anyway, so the little something about the awards. I personally seldom watch the awards. I often watch the Oscars in order to see how well, if I was able to guess successfully, which movies would be the winners. But in general, I don't like Oscar. I don't like award programs. So I will record the ones that I'm interested in and then sit back and watch the programs on that I've taped and only watch the parts that I really like. So I skip a whole bunch of those programs that tend to be hours and hours and far too long for any human being to sit through. So that was my note about the award season. And the other thing I wanted to mention, and I have mentioned this in the past, is the Aventure Voyageur. Those are the travel movies that are showing sequentially in the local theaters, not just the Maison de Cinema, but virtually all the local theaters. And they go into different parts of the world. They are all in French, but probably worth sitting through, even if your French is not perfect, simply because the travel footage is really excellent. So currently, the Aventure de Voyageur folks are for the 19th and the 22nd of January. They're in Egypt. So if you have any interest in sort of the skinny on Egypt, that's the time to go. But the best thing to do really is just to go online, look up Aventure Voyageur, and you can see where the different movies are playing and when. After Egypt, the next country to be visited is Italy, the south of Italy, followed by Spain, the north of Spain, followed by Alsace, and then finally Botswana, Namibia. So it's a kind of a, I don't know quite, honestly, I don't know how popular they are. I think they are quite popular, particularly among Francophone audiences. But I have heard from a number of people who have been and who are native English speakers, and they say they're really worthwhile. And don't let the fact that they're in French put you off, because it's worth sitting through the French and getting what you can out of it. So anyway, that's pretty much what I have to say for today. There's just a lot of, a lot of buzz about movies that are getting awards or expected to get awards. And along with movies, the award season, of course, also includes television and streaming services. It's not just what's happening in the movie theaters. What's happening in the movie theaters actually is that the Academy Awards, generally, they restrict themselves mostly to movies that you have to go to a theater to see, but not always. Sometimes you have to see the nominees on Netflix, for example, the streaming services. So I think that's probably it for me. I don't know what I'll be seeing next week because I don't know what's showing next week, but I'm sure something will be there. And one movie, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, haven't seen that one yet. And the one called Baby Girl, I haven't seen that one. So in a pinch, I would probably check out one of those. So that's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks again, Melanie, and have a great week. Back to the movies with Melanie Cutting. Thanks again.